Blackstone Audio presents The Second Jungle Book by Rudyard Kipling. Now these are the laws of the jungle, and many and mighty are they, but the head and the hoof of the law, and the haunch and the hump is obey. The stream is shrunk, the pool is dry, and we be comrades, thou and I, with fevered jowl and sunken flank, each jostling each along the bank. And by one drowthy fear made still, foregoing thought of quest or kill. Now neath his dam the fawn may see the lean pack-wolf as cowed as he, and the tall buck unflinching note the fangs that tore his father's throat. The pools are shrunk, the streams are dry, and we be playmates, thou and I, till yonder cloud, good hunting, loose the rain that breaks the water truce. How Fear Came. The law of the jungle, which is by far the oldest law in the world, has arranged for almost every kind of accident that may befall the jungle people. Till now its code is as perfect as time and custom can make it. If you have read the other book about Mowgli, you will remember that he spent a great part of his life in the Seeonee wolf pack learning the law from Baloo the brown bear, and it was Baloo who told him, when the boy grew impatient at the constant orders, that the law was like the giant creeper, because it dropped across everyone's back and no one could escape.
"When thou hast lived as long as I have, little brother, thou wilt see how all the jungle obeys at least one law, and that will be no pleasant sight," said Baloo.
This talk went in at one ear and out at the other, for a boy who spends his life eating and sleeping does not worry about anything till it actually stares him in the face.